This from the Tribune the other day. Actually, it's reprinted from the Naperville Sun. It's about what Chief Jason Aris is saying. By the end of 2021, there were 102 reports of people fleeing the police compared to 51 in 2020. And at the rate they're going, it'll be 136. So the last 3 years in Naperville, you go from folks fleeing the police from 51 folks to 102 to 136. Chief, welcome to the show. What's going on there? Why are folks fleeing the cops? You bet.
We're trying to figure that out, whether it's no fair repercussions or the fact that they're getting away with it. The danger it's putting in our community and communities across this area is too much to absorb.
So what's the scenario? I mean, you're pulling somebody over for speeding or running a stop sign, something like that?
Yeah, most of these start with what would be a basic traffic violation or appears to be a basic traffic violation. In some cases, we've seen vehicles pull over, and then when our officer walks up to approach the car, screeching tires, speeding off away from us. The other scenario is they just, our lights go on and they don't pull over at all, accelerate speed, and take off.
And you chase them though, right?
We do not, well, we can, but only under certain circumstances.
Who set those circumstances? Is that your city council, the police policy, state law? Why? What are the circumstances?
Well, pursuits are inherently dangerous and put the motoring public and our police officers in a lot of danger. Many police officers have died in pursuits. Innocent folks have been hit because when these pursuits occur, I could tell you that the suspects are not one to follow our traffic laws. If they haven't pulled over, what do you think they're going to do at a red light?
Yeah.
So someone going in a different direction who has a green is not necessarily looking in the opposite direction, and these can end with tragedy. So over the years, best practices in policing have been to chase for very serious crimes, and that is set at a police department level, but based on being an accredited department and most departments in this area, pursuit policies are very restrictive because of that, and because many times the liability, if something ends in a crash, falls back on the police department and the city, mm-hmm. as opposed to the offenders who are the ones breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah. I take your point, and that does seem to be prudent, if frustrating. Jason Aris is on a phone line, the Naperville police chief. But then don't you, one more thing before we get to what you're going to do about this. Can't you write their license plate number down and eventually show up at wherever they are and mete out justice then?
And we're doing that, but this may be a surprise. Not everybody talks to the police or cooperates. So if we don't get a look at the driver, it becomes a difficult case with uncooperative suspects.
Oh, you mean you don't know
owners, I should say.
You don't know who is driving. So even though I know the car, I got to issue a ticket to a person, and now I got to prove that you were the driver. Is that it?
That's correct.
Yeah. Lord. So what are you going to do about this, Chief?
So we're looking at a bunch of different angles. I'll start with locally. As you can imagine, and what you didn't mention that I think is important, prior to 2020, we had about 15 to 19, let's just call it 15 to 20 of these incidents a year. You know, with one a month, it's not a difficult task for our department to manage. You know, there's a criminal piece to this and an administrative side to these situations. But in the realm that it's in now, that's a lot of staff hours dedicated to this and criminal follow-ups and administrative follow-ups. So we worked with our legal team and we came up with an administrative fee, which is essentially a fee that's going to be levied. We're asking, you know, with city council approval to be levied to the registered owners of these vehicles that are fleeing from us in order to recoup our costs and employee hours that are spent on these.
So you're going to at least, even though we don't know who is driving, whoever owns that vehicle is going to get hit with a fine.
They are, correct. Well, that's what we're proposing, I should say.
Sure, sure. I don't mind the idea of that. How much are you going to charge them, do you know?
So again, because it's, you know, the idea is to recoup costs, what we're bringing to city council is, you know, we went lower end on the estimate. It's going to be asking for a $900 administrative fee be levied to those registered owners.
That does not sound low to me, but that's okay. I make the point because then either you're going to get the person or they're going to find their buddy who they lent the car to or their kid and let them get the $900. That must be part of your thinking.
It is, and I think how this plays out, because there will be, there's always an administrative hearing. You know, we have an administrative tow fee right now, and anybody whose car is towed in arrest situations has the opportunity to go in front of a hearing officer. So how that's going to play out in those hearings, I'd only be speculating on right now. But yes, I mean, the idea here is we'll educate around this ordinance if it's approved by our city council, with the hope that registered owners, if it's the registered owner who's fleeing, think twice, or educate those that they lend their cars to, because I'm very cognizant that it's not always the registered owner. It could be a friend, a child, another family member. Like, hey, don't be eluding and taking off from the police if you get pulled over in my vehicle.
What's the next thing you want to try and do?
So it's getting with our legislators, because again, this is a statewide problem that it really does endanger all our communities. I'm absolutely surprised we have not had one of these over the last few years end in a serious crash, again, involving an uninvolved party or even those fleeing from us. So I'd really like to work with legislators as I look for more tools to put in the toolbox of law enforcement. I'm proposing the administrative fee locally. I think we need to put more accountability behind the law. The law as currently written is only a misdemeanor if you flee from the police or caught. It's a Class A misdemeanor. I'd like to see that increase to a felony in this state. That then, not only there's, it's more serious from a criminal perspective, it makes it so where we're administrating fees right now, potentially in the city of Naperville, again, if accepted, it would make the registered owner's vehicle potentially subject to being seized if you flee from the police as a felony.
By the way, on that, as a police chief for one of the bigger cities in the state, what advice do you have for other police departments or cities, including Naperville, about this business of drifting and spinning out in circles in busy in intersections? What should the police or cities be doing about that?
Well, I think what we are doing is trying to be proactive. It's like anything you do with any crime. Educate, work within your communities. Very, very high levels of proactive enforcement. Community meetings, whatever we can do. I mean, any problem in policing is not just a police department problem. It's a community problem. So how do we work with members of our community working together to solve the problem?
Hey, one last question. Give me a short answer, Chief. What do you think the reason is that people are spinning out, that is, eluding the police, not stopping, the first part of this conversation? Is it because they've got drugs or weapons or some other criminal activity going on in that vehicle?
I absolutely believe that that's the case. Yeah. They're taking off to conceal something else they have or are doing within that vehicle.
Well, maybe $900 will make them more honest. I like the idea of this. It'll be interesting to see how it goes with the Naperville City Council. Jason Aris has an interesting idea here. He's their chief, and let's talk again. It's good to talk to you today, Jason.
Thanks for having me. Anytime you need me back, let me know.
And we'll do that.